people. Any question? None whatsoever. Good. So we know what we were talking about. Everybody remembers, I hope. So let's start from where we left. There is this silly guy, the civilized fellow, who is going to be cheated by a peasant. And I hope you remember that we are not talking logically. We're telling stories. We make up stories because we want to talk about something which is not talkable. One of the most famous untalkable stuff is about you. How can I talk about you? First of all, I don't know where exactly you are. And if I tell you about the devil in you, you'll be disappointed, we'll see. We'll say, I'm sorry, I cannot talk about it a lot, because you will become either defensive or, I feel, hopeless. So I talk about someone else. That way I teach you something. In this collecting the wisdom, when you're going out and this book is about enrichment, you're going to face different claims, different thoughts, different ideas, let's say different path. Then what are you going to do? I wish I could tell you, but I cannot, because I don't know the real path you're talking. What can I do? As a traveler who has seen these paths, I only could warn you about the dangerous part of it. The dangerous part of it is the most important one. The very popular one is going back. This is the mistake. What is going back? Forgetting all the advancement we have. We have. Not me or you. We all together, we started from where? When we left the animal kingdom and we tried to be the king, we started in a very silly way, looking at it from now, it was very primitive. There is one turning point. What is the famous turning point? When we started to touch the quality of we. How did it happen? Don't you remember? Oh, we were scattered here and there. And the only source of information was the immediate environment, which was agriculture at the top. So, how could we find the wisdom? First, we needed a very exceptional luck to be close to someone who knows a little bit more. And everybody knew about the simple daily life they had. Okay? And what was our, let's say, power in producing something, doing something good? This power was extremely limited. First of all, for doing something good, what do you need? Practice. Right? Okay, if you practice every 6 or 8 months to change the shoe of your horse. How much practice you get? Twice a year? Okay, in 20 years? You have done it only 40 times in 20 years. So, are you very good at it? No. When it happens that we meet each other, where do we meet each other? At the crossroad of a river and a road. This is the beginning of city. Civilization started with that. Why? Because the road, we know what road is. Going from somewhere to somewhere else. What happens in the road? Just going. And everybody is trying to go as fast as they could to reach wherever they're going to be. The river will interrupt that. Because when you're arriving at the river, you should find a way to cross the river. There is no Golden Gate bridges over there. So, you have to slow down. Stop. And, for the first time, you're facing the best thing you needed. Water. I hope you will not forget that you are a bag of filthy water. 96% is water, and you need it daily, even hourly. You arrive over there. Good. So you stop. This will become a caravanserai, which is scattered around. If you go to Middle East, wherever you go, in the middle of nowhere, there are the ruins of some caravanserai there. And some of them are functional even now. Okay, what will happen over there? Where do you need to change the shoe of your horse? Let's go back to that. Mostly when you're traveling. And that's the best opportunity. You stopped, so you check the brakes, you put up the chain for the snow. I don't know, you do that kind of stuff, right? No. You don't. Because you were coming from a long way, you are tired, and you need a rest. You need to think about the crossing the river, and the water is there, you wash yourself. There is someone who does it for you. Not only for you, for everyone, because everybody arrives here and needs some, like, gas station. It works like that. So, in a little bit of time, there is a blacksmith who is changing the shoe horses every day in different ways, different horses, and so on. He becomes a master. Not only he, that fellow who is organizing the caravanserai, and that fellow who is trying to make it safe, the other fellow who has a boat to take it. You see, it will grow with different kind of people. These are specialists. That's why we are proud of civilization. Means living in the city. This is what Rumi is bringing in. See, there is city and there is the village. The village is passé, is the past. City was a point, and today I could add to it that the globe is the next. And it's coming. And you see how fast it's coming. It will surprise everyone. Because we are somehow semi-blinded. Why? Because we're animal. An animal has an immediate space to survive for that animal. So each of us are carrying a little space like that. This is how we started. Then, civilization, and now? What's happening, really? Do we know what's happening? Today is a very good day to bring this subject, because when I was younger, I couldn't say this way. Is there any one of you who dares to imagine what the globe is like 20 years from now? Only 20 years. When I say 20 years, he's not going to be even middle age. Right? Do you know? Do you dare to guess? Because now it's another era. What is it? We are being connected not by that crossroad, but by cyberspace. And cyberspace is only for hours. What was the first lesson of cyberspace? Do you remember? I'm going back 60 some years ago to my first PhD, talking about cybernetics. The most important points in cybernetics is butterfly effect. In cyberspace, nothing is calculatable. It's so enormous, so vast by its nature, which will connect everything to everything. Cybernetics helped us to understand butterfly effect. To understand that if I move this, even the sun's orbit could change. And no one could say no. You see how irrelevant it is? But irrelevancy was because we were blinded. Now we open our eyes and we understand there is we. There is no really me. 1 in 7 billion, what is that number? I don't know if you are familiar with mathematics. 1 in 7 billion? Nothing. It's like a piece of sand in the desert. It's like that. Us is the limitation of my understanding. But we are here. How do I know that? Look at what I have. Look at what you have. Where did you get it? I mean, without Leonardo da Vinci, you will not know even 10% of what you know in medicines. And that's a couple of hundred years ago. The guy started something. This fellow has been dead for a couple of hundred years. Is he dead? This is what we have in our hand. This is how we are we. It's not even the time, because time was something up to 20, up to 20, up to 20, up to 20.